What was your vision like before you went into hospital for this needling?
Well, it was bad. I was registered as blind. I remember a lady coming to the house, and I couldn't read. I could see very little thinking about it. My sister used to read to me. Yes, not good at all. I relied on the radio for any kind of entertainment.
How did you manage at work?
Well, by that time, I would have given up work. Yes, absolutely. I didn't go to work then. I must have given up work as my vision faded, got worse to where I couldn't, because I absolutely couldn't see anything by the end. And I think that's why the surgeon took pity on me, to think that I would be that way, you know, at that age, you see, when I should have been having a nice time and enjoying life, I didn't. Except that, you see, I was such a quiet person that, to me, it was a bit of a relief that I didn't have to keep up with my sister. She was doing all the things that you would expect teenagers to do, and I was very shy, and so I had an excuse not to do these things that I didn't really want to do but was expected to do. So I know my mother praised me, but it wasn't deserved, because a part of me was quiet and liked that quietness that I was allowed to have.
Now, you gave the impression that it was a very short time after your diagnosis, but you're now talking about quite a long time without sight.
Aren't I? Yes, but I can't tell you exactly how long. Just that the eye surgeon said, well, we'll have to try this. And it worked, because the sight that I then had lasted me for, until 1964, when I had the other eye operated on. But the feeling was in those days that the vision that I had in my right eye was not guaranteed to last. So they would save the other eye until I lost the vision again in my right eye, and I would still have an eye